The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Not Robert, but hopefully we'll be able to, sail this ship the way it needs to be sailed. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. It airs Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. And Super Don is with me today, too.
I am.
You are. First hour was great. Jeffrey Jackson talking about the Nuremberg trials.
Jackson,
if you know.
I love the way he spells his last name.
I know.
He's actually Jackson.
He is. And you know what? Yes. He is. He's a personal trainer. He studies martial arts. He can do stunt things, it's amazing. He's an amazing guy, and I'm so glad we got him on the show today. I'll tell you, Kismet, you know what that is?
Kismet. I've heard of it. I'm drawing a blank. What is Kismet?
Well, it's like everything happens for a reason, right? It's like meant to be. And in my Joni luck, yeah, a lot like destiny.
Okay. All right.
My Joni luck, it's like my kids are like, Mom, if you go to the store, can you please just not talk to anybody without fail? Somebody starts talking to me, or I see somebody I know, or I start talking to them, and next thing you know, we're like in the health aisle.
You are a social butterfly, aren't you?
Yes, I very much am. And I just don't almost mean to be. I try to go to places in disguise so nobody recognizes me, so I don't get into a conversation. I draw the hat low, put on sunglasses, wear scrubby Walmart clothes.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, the bearded lady, if you will, in the Walmart. But, I just try to stay away from talking to people. And sometimes, you just find yourself somewhere that you don't expect that you're going to be, like the video store. It's like I was driving home yesterday to clean out the garage and found myself at the video store. I was like, what am I, why did I really come here?
How did I get here?
Maybe I'll, yeah. And in the video store, my favorite video store guy, he knows what I do for a living, and we always have really great, interesting conversations, and he always has new movies he wants me to try and watch and see if I can figure out, the propaganda or whatever in it. And
right.
We were talking about coconut water. And a coconut water detox that his friend was going on. And this, this lady kind of just pops out of the aisle. And she's like, what do you do for a living? Can I talk to you for a minute? And we just start talking. And so you talk about whistleblower. This is an RN who's been fired from her job for standing up for patients' rights. She is a patient advocate. She is honest with her patients about things like aspartame, honest with those coming, anywhere near her. And it's just kind of like what we were talking about at the end of the hour with Jeffrey about having this responsibility for humanity, having this feeling that you have an obligation to be honest about any kind of medical procedure or any intervention they're wanting to do that could cause you harm. And this is exactly who this woman is. She's going to share with us a really interesting take and blood test that can be done with the in relation to the Gardasil vaccine, what she is seeing in women and girls who have had the Gardasil vaccine, what's going on with them and how they are, how their body's responding. She's going to share that with us. Her name is Julie Stearns. And she's an RN, and I just want to welcome her to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hi, Julie.
Hello, hi.
Hi. Are you emotionally hungover like I am today after our 3-hour cafe conversation?
Well,
Because it didn't stop from there. Like, after we met in the video store, we decided we're going to take this to a cafe.
Did we lose her? Oh, no.
It might have just been. It might have been self-hurt.
She was so emotionally hungover, she just passed out. See? You know. Now that's a hangover, I tell you.
I'm telling you, these things come out of the woodwork. I mean, everybody's probably had something like this happen, right? But this happens to me, like, on a, you know, a very frequent basis.
Passing out?
No. No, meeting people and getting into these, like, rabbit hole conversations.
Yes, okay. So Julie Stearns, you met her and you had this conversation. Go a little bit into the story while we're waiting for her to get back on here.
Yeah, well, we were at the video store and she heard me talking about coconut water, and then I just start doing the thing that I do. Like, I talk about, like, the electrolytes and what the benefits are. And she just stepped out and said, oh my gosh, I was a nurse who was fired for talking like this. And she still gets a lot of guff in her industry for advocating for patients' rights.
So she got fired for talking about the electrolytes in coconut water?
No. Things like that. Like, for talking about... well, at first she got fired, and actually the hospital settled with her. And I know she's not going to be able to go into the details of the case, but she can talk about it generally, that she was fired for advocating for patients' rights. And
I think we've got Julie back on the line.
Yeah, and we'll let her tell the story. Hey, Julie.
Welcome back.
Hey, Joni. I'm so sorry. It cut off right at the worst time.
No worries. Hey, it's not the same mistakes that I've made here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you are good to go.
All right. No, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this had to happen right now. So, I don't believe anything's random. It was pretty awesome running into you, and I really enjoyed our conversation. And it's nice to know there are others like me out there in this world trying to get people awake and help them. And
yes,
I heard a little bit of what you were saying, and yes, I am very concerned about these young women being, you know, coerced into taking the Gardasil shot. Many, many, many of them have been dying from... Some of them have been dying from clotting disorders. That's very unusual for a child and for anybody in those early years getting something to die of clot. And I've been saying for quite a long time, the only disease or disorder I know of that can cause that in women that often goes undetected is a disease called, some call it antiphospholipid or anticardiolipid syndrome. It's like an autoimmune type disease. I'll take a breath here for a second.
No, that's fine. That's fine, because we start to go into that, it's going to be quite long-winded, I know.
Yeah. Did you want me to not talk about this right now?
Oh, no. You're welcome to talk about this. You're welcome to talk about how we met. However,
okay.
I mean, you went there, right? And so let's just go with the flow on that. We've got several minutes here before a break. So, yes, anticardiolipid syndrome.
They produce too much fibrinogen, and they get these little micro-cut clots that break down. Oftentimes, these women go on to carry children, but then miscarriage because the blood can't get through the placenta to the baby. And they may have 3-4 miscarriages before a doctor finally says, let's check them for antiphospholipid syndrome. So I'm real concerned that this might be what's going on with these young women. A lot of them are getting disorders where they'll pass out randomly, you know, after they've had... the shot, I've seen a lot of this, and I've even mentioned it at Health Freedom Expos to some of the experts. So I would like to see these young women that have had this, if they're having any of these conditions, to please go to what I would refer to a hematologist and request that blood work be done, because that's the only way we're going to be able to prove this, and it's the only way we're going to be able to help them as well. So there are things you can do to prevent loss of a child if you have this disorder. There are lots of things, but they have to know it beforehand.
Well, many of these girls are so chronically fatigued with Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, that they're not, like my friend Sarah, you know, she's just, you know, really locked up in her body, bedridden, and can't live the quality of life to the point where she is even, you know, able to go out and pursue, you know, children. How do you think we can get them to the point where, I mean, what are some of the things that you've seen that can help reverse this?
Well, you know, the typical way, what I was talking about for antiphospholipid, it's kind of a touchy way they go about it. The typical way of, like, helping them carry a child without a child dying in utero would be to give them heparin. But if you would take the purest form of vitamin E, it acts as a better blood thinner than even heparin. They'll never tell you this. But it does. In fact, you know, they ran a campaign against it saying that it was very dangerous to you years ago. But what they weren't telling the public, truthfully, was they were talking about the synthetic version of it, not the purest form of it. So, you know, we need to really question some of the things that the propaganda people are throwing out there, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of these natural things are really wonderful things and can help us, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's an agenda.
We're all about here, yeah.
Yeah, right. And it's to make a lot of it, like you and I had talked about, we believe, you know, they're just out to make money on any old vaccine that they can. But I also believe, and this might, you know, I hope I don't push people away in this conversation, but I also believe there's a group of elites that would like to see the population diminish.
Right.
And I really believe this is truly what's going on. After seeing a lot of the stuff I've seen and talking to people up high and getting nowhere, you know, I really believe that that's their agenda.
Well, you have to definitely question it. You know, why becomes a very big question after you start looking at the, you know, harmful ingredients, the neurotoxin ingredients, the ingredients in there, like the protein you were telling me about. Now we have a minute; we can talk about that. Tell me a little bit about the protein that you said that you found and discovered in one of the vaccines.
Oh yeah. Novartis, they bought out the anthrax vaccine group, you know, from the military, their rights to that, and they produced an adjuvant called MS-59. Now, if they research and look into it, they'll find out MS-59 contains squalene, it's an oily substance, and then the other substance that was in it, right, is GP-120. Now, when you look up GP-120, it stands for glycoprotein 120. I was appalled when I saw what it was from. It was a protein that comes off of HIV. Now, when I looked at what it causes, it does not cause HIV, but it causes AIDS-related dementia. Now, look at all the Gulf War vets that have come back with memory loss, okay? And this adjuvant could potentially be in your flu vaccine. It could potentially. I'm saying that. When you get a flu vaccine, if you're going to be doing it, make sure it's licensed, not unlicensed. You have the right to request that. Because if it's unlicensed, it could be anything. Most people don't realize that, and they don't know about the BioShield 1 and BioShield 2 bill that was passed by Bush that blocks any lawsuits against these manufacturers if they kill, maim, or harm you. So
right,
they have
not
to touch it.
Right. When I was mentioning that, too, with the Nuremberg stuff when we were talking with Jeffrey Jackson last hour. Okay, we're time now to head into a break with on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll be returning with RN Julie Stearns talking about patients' rights, vaccines, and some of the things that she's discovered as a nurse and seen on site with regards to violation of patients' rights and how she lost her job. We'll get that story next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health, also on naturalnewsradio.com, airing Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. Talking about whistleblowers today. Oh, I ran into a nurse yesterday, if you didn't catch it in the last segment. Out of the blue, we don't believe in coincidence any longer. We went down a three-hour rabbit trail, enjoying fresh greens. I mean, I carry it in my purse, right? So it's everywhere. Me, and I got to introduce that to her yesterday at a cafe as we were discussing all the ways that she has been an advocate for patients' rights and has even lost her job as a nurse for advocating and sticking up for a patient when she discovered iatrogenic death and iatrogenic errors, meaning doctor-induced errors on the chart. Julie Stearns, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, thank you, Joni. You hear me?
Yes, we sure Joni? Can. Yeah, so tell us a little
bit. I'm going to have to get a different phone.
Oh, okay.
You want to tell you a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, tell us all about your the trial and how the hospital ended up settling with you. But if you can, just tell us, you know, really how you lost your job.
I'll try to brief as much as possible. But basically, yeah, I was a hospice nurse. I won't say the location because that was part of the promise. But, you know, the thing is, I had a lady given to me I knew since I was four, labeled with failure to thrive and lupus. Well, she had five healthy grown kids. People with five healthy grown children don't have true lupus, right?
Okay.
And I just looked at all these random things. She had rashes on her, like it looked like an allergic reaction going on. They told her she had celiac fluid Crohn's, and virtually every test I looked at, it was no negative, you know. And discovered the woman had a seafood allergy. That's basically what we discovered because she went out every weekend to eat seafood. And the reason she didn't realize she was reacting to it is the doctor put her on a steroid. The steroids are good for an immediate short-term relief of a reaction, but if you're on it daily, it's going to mask your symptoms, okay? And that's right. What was happening to her. So I tried to get her help and get her referred, and then all of a sudden, down as I'm going into this deal and doing what I'm supposed to as a nurse, I suddenly get villainized.
and written up for everything you can imagine. And then I, I didn't know how the system worked, how the system was changing. You know, I was an LPN for 19 years and then became an RN in probably, I want to say 2003. So the thing for me is, The system I was in that used to be a good system was now changing to a corporate system where it was a money-making thing and they were trying to put the pockets of their shareholders, and it was more about that than it was about patient care. And so these doctors, I discovered, signed contracts under a physician-hospital organization. And in it, it says they're to be advocates for each other. Well, if you look at closely at that, what they do is they advocate for each other and protect each other. They protect each other by getting rid of good people like me who are your advocates at first in line, or, you know, if they're a doctor with a conscience, they get pushed out. There's nothing, no protection in place for them nor the patient any longer, which is very concerning to me. And so I lost my job, yeah. And then randomly, as we were speaking earlier, when my daughter was in acting and modeling, I became friends with a lady who was a lawyer, and I didn't know it at the time. And she looked at my case and took it on.
Nice.
They actually brought in a video camera, and I said, why are they doing that? She says, well, we want to intimidate you, I think. And I said, they don't know I do a little TV show in Cedar Rapids, do they? I'm not intimidated if I'm speaking the truth, you know? And so I let them do it, and I just said, as I saw it, everything that I went through. They ended up just settling. And it wasn't about money to me, honest, Joni. It was about a woman losing her life that shouldn't have, and she did. And they would not look at what I was trying to say. Okay, and I even found whited out papers, that didn't match my papers at the time because I had copies, and the family gave me permission to keep them with an attorney that had stamped it. They wanted those desperately, sure, probably to destroy them, Now everything's on computers, so they could probably change it if they wanted to. It's probably more convenient for them that way. They don't have to worry about a nurse carrying a copy anymore,
Right.
People today have to be very careful. They really need an advocate if they go into a hospital to question things,
Because So what would you say to parents and families and patients to empower themselves so they can protect themselves almost from a system that seems to protect one another?
I would say to them, if you got a good friend that you trust that's a nurse or knowledgeable in this area, make sure, you ask them if they go with you. To ask those tough questions they may not understand, And don't be bullied into vaccines that could harm your kids. Look into what's in it. My daughter lost her baby. She was forced by a system here in the Quad Cities. She was told she had to take that flu vaccine or she was going to be fired.
Right.
She lost her baby.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry for her loss because the ACOG just came out with a new guideline saying that every woman who's pregnant or thinking about pregnancy should get the flu shot, which is completely not true. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's Scott, a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Don, you go for it, baby. Come on.
No, you went first.
It's check time.
No. It's all on you now.
We got the Bounce Chicka Wow Wow music going on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I'm your host, filling in for Robert Joni Abbott from naturalnewsradio.com. I host a show called Homegrown Health on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Super Don has been exceptionally obliging to my excessive talkiness this last couple of hours.
No. Good
it's
stuff.
Your turn,
good guest.
Ron.
Great message. I mean, it's just been a fabulous show today. Absolutely
Thank
fabulous.
You. Thank you. I had a great time, too, in meeting, you know, Julie Stearns, the nurse who just advocates for patients and has been fired for her cause for people. Thank you, Julie, again, for being on the show and for doing all that you do to help protect humanity and for feeling that conscious obligation to your fellow man to protect them from, you know, interventions and medical procedures that would harm them. You know, I appreciate meeting other lights in the world like that. And speaking of which, oh my gosh, yes. Our very own Robert won an award for health freedom this last weekend.
Yeah, well, the whole reason we get to sit here on the air today and do what we're doing is Robert was over on the East Coast receiving an award. The name of the award that he got was the Excellence in Health Journalism Award.
Nice.
And he got this from Eboard and Associates at their Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. And it was really cool. It was something streamed live on the internet yesterday. And there's a great picture up on the Facebook page of Robert standing there with his awards. I think one's an Emmy and one is an Oscar, I think, maybe. But they look really cool. And I believe the Eagle has landed. I think he's landed back in Florida. But that's the reason why we're filling in today. And it was, yeah, it was awesome. Awesome.
And nobody could deserve it more than him. He has been a mentor to me for, you know, 5 years now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember back in the day when you and I first got to talk, and it was like, hey, check it out. We're doing the same kind of thing here. We even have your voice on the show every day, which is awesome. But, yeah, so he got the award, and he was very happy. He got to meet some really cool people there. In fact, one of them, which we've talked about, I think, a couple of times here, one of the speakers there was Tammy Bruce. And she's a Fox contributor, but she also has a talk radio show. I was her producer for about 4 or 5 years. So it was very cool for that hookup to go on there. But anyway, he'll be back tomorrow. We'll get to hear about everything that happened, but it was a great event. Is Joni still there? Or did I get disconnected? She's red barring. All right, so I get to go solo now. How cool is that? All right, so while Joni is reconnecting, let's see, here's, you know, something I wanted to bring up here. You know, we talked about in the past all of the, you know, the Three Stooges running the CDC, running the NIH. If you recall, I think it was just back in July, the NIH was cleaning out the break room. And they opened up the refrigerator, and oh my goodness, look, there's some vials of smallpox that is left in somebody's lunchbox.
Robert Scott Bell?
And yeah, so anyway, we had some fun with that at their expense. Well, unfortunately, it looks like they did not fire the Three Stooges because just hot on the presses, I believe this is from today. No, it's from yesterday. New York Times puts out this story. The National Institutes of Health said on Friday that, whoops, we uncovered nearly a century-old container of, guess what, ricin.
Of what? Ricin?
Is that ricin? Yeah, I was just talking about how just a couple of months ago, we were talking about the story about how the NIH accidentally found some vials of smallpox just kind of laying around in the break room, you know, under the microwave and, you know, whatever. You know, whoops, oh, sorry, we did. Yeah, the story just came out that as they were going through the rest of the building thinking, oh, maybe we better check and make sure we don't have something else laying around. Lo and behold, there's some nice vials of ricin just kind of just hanging out there, probably, you know, under a shelf or fell under, you know, somebody's bookcase or something.
Like the stuff from Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Yeah, now ricin, listen, ricin's not something to mess around with. Ricin is the kind of stuff that you hear about or that you see in movies that terrorists are trying to, you know, kill people with. Ricin is a big deal. Yeah, so unfortunately it looks like the Three Stooges are still employed over at the NIH. And, you know, these are the guys that are out there, whether we're talking about the NIH, we're talking about the CDC, we're talking about the FDA. These are the guys that are out there, you know, trying to slam all of these things as being dangerous and stay away from them, you know, be careful. And usually what they're talking about is something that competes with pharmaceutical drugs, okay? So those things are bad. Stay away from those things. But, you know, we're just going to accidentally lose a bottle of rice and, you know, just, you know, in the break room somewhere. These guys just do not get it. And not only was it ricin, but they also found botulism, plague, and some rare tropical infection called melioidosis. I've never even heard of this, but anyway. Thank you,
NIH. It sounds like a random, like, spice counter. You know, like, we'll have a dash of ricin with a little bit of E. coli, and the plague, we'll just throw that in there for good measure.
Yeah, bam, there you go. All right, so anyway, yes, it's good to see the NIH is still alive and well and doing what they do best. So anyway, welcome back. I've got you on the phone now.
Yeah, you do, because I have no idea what just happened with the internet.
All right, it just decided
it was going bye-bye, and that's what I hate and love about technology.
You've been demoted to the phone line, but it's good to have you back. It's good to have you back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back. I just feel differently now on the phone.
I think there were a few things that you wanted to say about the guest that we just had on the previous segment.
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, I was so thankful for their you know, obligation to humanity and choosing to be a light in this world and really help try to be solutions to the problem instead of a part of the problem, right? Because if you know of a problem and you don't speak up, I believe Martin Luther King said it best, that if there's an injustice anywhere, there is injustice everywhere if we don't speak up and say something. And I just appreciate it when individuals are, you know, willing to put their neck out on the line and say the thing and do the hard things that need to be done and said in order to protect one another. And if we had more of that, then, you know, we wouldn't even be able to fall prey to doctors, the medical system, or any other corporation or entity like the pharmaceutical companies and even our own government. We would be educated and empowered to stand up for one another and be a force to be reckoned with. Unless we lock arms in all of our different camps and really start making waves as consumers, we have the power to change things, and they work for us. And we forget that. We forget. We just think, oh, they're too big, or they have some kind of, you know, authority over us. There's this, you know, realm of hierarchy that we all seem to just fall in line with and follow. But we must remember, as consumers, we have rights. And when we hire them for their services, they work for us. So intimidation tactics and being told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, so help you God or else, then, you know, we need to remember to utilize our authority and say, no, we hired you and we can fire you. And you're an industry that we don't have to utilize. Collectively, if we do that enough, then they'll have to start changing some policies and act treating us a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. You know, when you say something like we hire them or they work for us, and there's a lot of people that don't realize that, because I think what's happened over time is that people have become conditioned. You know, it's that whole boiling the frog thing where, you know, people don't understand that when you're getting these services, quite often, especially when we're talking about health insurance, you know, these are things, these are entities, these are monopolies, basically, that are being funded by our tax dollars. And they don't get the money unless people are paying taxes. So therefore, you know, in theory, and it's not even really so much theory, they are working for us. We are paying for them. But people have become conditioned over time that, you know, you just sign this paper and now you can get these services or you can get those things, that it's become just a thing people feel like they're entitled to. But they don't look at it as people working for them. It's like, oh, that guy's wearing the white lab coat, so I have to do what he says. Like, it's a position of authority, and that what they say, it's that whole religion thing that Robert talks about all the time. It really is true. It's almost like a cult.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. All right. Well, listen.
Power away, and we can't do that, you know?
Yeah, well, people have to realize they have the power. I mean, they really do. You know, it's like people waking up and learning about the 10th Amendment again, you know, or learning about things like nullification or jury nullification. Boy, that's a sticky one to talk about. You could talk for a whole hour on that one. So, yeah, people do have power.
Oh, we can, and we will, and we have.
People, in fact, you know, it reminds me, there's this great cartoon of there's this politician that is standing at a podium, and he's got his hand in the air, and he's, you know, giving some kind of a stump speech. And he's on the end of a plank, and this plank is hanging over the edge of a cliff, and there's all these people that are standing on the other end of the plank. and they're holding up signs and stuff like that. And it's a great visualization because basically what that's telling people is that those politicians only have power as long as you're standing on the other end of the plank. If you just start thinking for yourself and you get off the end of that plank, there is no politician. They're there because we keep them there. And we become baffled with bullsnot by them, by the media. And, you know, we have the power to make change. And once people realize that, that's when real change is going to happen in this country.
That's right. I got the power.
That's right. That's right. All right. So with that said, let's take a look at a few news stories that are going on in the news cycle right now. Fox News had this great story, and here's this headline, and this is just, it's like a moment of duh. I love headlines. Headlines get me, but here's the headline on Fox News. And I'm going to throw this at you.
What are you, Jay Leno all of a sudden over there?
Pop quiz for Joni here. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the question. Are antidepressants safe for pregnant women? Ready? Go.
No.
No. Hey, see? We don't even have to read the article, right? But, you know, they throw these things out here. And basically, this is a good article because it's warning women about taking antidepressants as if there isn't enough to worry about taking antidepressants if you're not pregnant. The way it starts out here, and I thought maybe we could get your perspective on this, is pregnancy does cause kind of an emotional roller coaster, does it not?
Yes, it does, but rightfully so.
Well, let's talk about it after the break.
Absolutely, that sounds good. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN Live. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't save poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the Robert Scott Bell Show, and looks like Joni's having some connection problems, but you'll never believe we have this guest on for this last segment here that we haven't heard from in quite a while. It was really hard to get a hold of him. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, this is Robert Scott Bell calling for some advice from Super Don, probably. Joni, if she was around on pregnancy.
Joni's around on pregnancy.
Yes, she is. Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, thank you guys for holding the fort and doing such a great job. And I wasn't able to listen much. I heard that you had Jeffrey on and a nurse on talking some stuff. It should have been a probably was a great show today already.
It was. I have to say so myself.
Even if she does say so herself.
That's a good thing. I'm so exhausted I couldn't host the show if I wanted to, so I'm just saying hello.
All right. Well, listen, tell us, what happened yesterday?
Oh, dude, you know, I don't know if you were able to watch the live feed, but the end was just incredible. Jonathan E. Moore wrote a speech as if he were George Washington, and they had the guy who actually plays George Washington on the federal level, you know, whatever, the guy. He's the guy who appears in movies and TV as George Washington. And he was not going to do it because it was just like he gets requests for so many speeches. And one of his friends said, you just got to read this speech that Jonathan submitted to him. He read the speech and he said, oh, my God, all the years I've done George Washington, no one has ever written in the voice of Washington with the words of Washington. And he was, you know how I've talked about Jonathan E. Moore transporting you back to the era of the dawning of the American Revolution? This guy did it as George Washington. It was sensational. So whenever that's available, we'll let everybody know. It's just not to miss.
Nice. Wow. Well, we talked a little bit about the award that you got yesterday. Just remind everybody here what it was that you got presented with, because it looked like you were holding two awards in the picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't know I was getting two awards. In fact, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't even read them yet because I was just so busy right after I got off stage with the awards. I was interviewing people and other award recipients, so I literally have not even looked at the awards.
So
other than
you
I
got
held
an
them in
award
my hand,
for
I said,
something,
wow.
And you don't even know what it was for?
Well, health, freedom, journalism, First Amendment.
Health, freedom, awesomeness, that's all.
All right. Well, two yeah. for one. That's awesome.
But I will take a picture of both of them to post so that we maybe tomorrow's show we can actually see what they say, because Jonathan did an amazing job of you know the gratitude he has for people that love liberty like he does, and that we were surrounded by just an amazing group that we're honored.
Robert, you just deserve it so much, and so does everybody else who was there. I saw everyone there, and I'm like, that would have been a health freedom, like, frenzy for me. I think I would have just melted in the corner, just standing there looking at everybody.
No, there was terrific. A number of my heroes were there, and I got to connect with Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center, and Sherry Tenpenny, and of course TMB. Ty and I were just having a great time as well, and Theo from Sovereign Silver was there. We got to hang out, and Robert Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, ANH, one of the smartest guys you'll ever meet, and looks like we might be doing a UK tour at the end of March, so we've got to get everybody who listens on UK Health Radio. We might be there at the end of March.
Oh, fun!
Going to the UK.
International, baby.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So you're back home, back in Florida,
yep.
And time to recover and hit the ground running tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, not a lot of break time, of course. We've got Dr. Batar scheduled, as always. I don't know, Super Don, who else we got. I think we're going to have a lot of guests coming up. I recorded like 7 interviews. We'll give some snippets in the next couple of weeks probably as well. So we've got some fun things to plan.
All right.
Oh, fun. Well, Robert, I'm so glad you're back. And I just thank you for always letting me host the show when you're gone. I have the most fun. And I get so excited, just like I did the very first time I was on your show 4 years ago. I just was so excited.
Oh, well, you know, listen, I love it. I love it that you can host, and the energy you bring, that beautiful feminine balance to the raw masculinity of Super Don, it's much needed. And speaking of that in a weird kind of way, Super Don, Tammy Bruce says hello. Tammy, remembers you very fondly and was asking about you. And we got a picture with her. And funny enough, is talking about reverse engineering a hosting. I hosted her show 1 or 2 times, I think. I probably was the only man to do that. I don't know.
Yes, you did.
Wow.
That was, yeah, quite a feat, quite an accomplishment. Well, listen, we're out of time.
We're wrapping up the show today.
We are.
You guys take it out.
Okay. All well, right. Go ahead, Joni.
Well, thanks for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN Live. And always remember that the power to heal is yours.
See you tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.